Welcome to the end of the world party. There have been predictions based on some passages in Revelation claiming that recent astronomical events mean the end of the world is coming, or at least there's a sign in the heavens showing that the end is nigh. It's coming up soon. Now, my thoughts on this later, but first, let's just look at exactly what's being claimed. Here's a clip from a Prophecy Watch channel, linked down in the description. Now, they're claiming that there's a sign coming, and this is it. And we can tell that it's an important sign because of the link with a certain passage from Revelation, and because this particular grouping, arrangement of planets and stars has never been seen before. It's a new sign. Here's just a flavour of the sort of predictions that have been made by Prophecy Watch sites. The question is not whether they sound like they're loonies. The question is, are they right? Take a listen.
That shockingly mirrors an ancient biblical warning called the Great Sign that is foretold to precede a series of disastrous global events that have researchers now scrambling for answers. And when is this supposed to happen? This year. In 2017.
Speak with the oil and gas.
Okay, as this continues playing, let me just continue looking at whether these predictions about the signs in the sky are correct. I mean, first of all, is it true? Is it really the case that the sign in the sky of this particular arrangement is something that's never happened before? I mean, if it's something that happens pretty regularly, then it's not really much of a sign, is it? It's not something that you can say is a one-off fulfillment of the prophecy given in Revelation. Now, if we actually look at the arrangement that's claimed, here's a picture here of what is claimed to be the arrangement of the constellation of the stars and the planets on September the 23rd, which shows there's this unique sign, meaning that the end is coming, that this is the great sign in Revelation chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Now, first of all, what we have here is the sun in Virgo, Virgo being a particular part of the sky. So the sun is in Virgo, and Virgo, this particular part of the sky, has the look of a woman. You can see the image there. And then there's the planets at the head. And there's a claim that this is unique. But some others say, well, it's once in 7,000 years. But this same basic arrangement, in fact, happened in September 1827, September 1483, September 1293, and September 1056. Now that's just searching about 1,000 years. And going back further, there must be other examples of this happening. So it's not unique. Now, if you try and look in the heavens, in the skies for signs, then really what you're doing is astrology, not biblical prophecy. Now, of course, we know that the star observed in the Bible at the time of Bethlehem was a sign of Jesus' birth. But notice something that's often missed from that. Notice something about that star. The star moves. I mean, it's if you're going to take the Bible literally and say, well, there was literally a star there, then you have to take the rest literally and say that it moved and hovered over the place where Jesus was to be born. So we're not talking there about a normal astronomical or even a normal astrological event. That's different from this particular sign that's expected on September the 23rd. September the 23rd, today as I speak. And what I'm saying is September the 23rd will not be a presage of the end of the world. September the 23rd will come and go. After my little celebration here, I can confidently say I'll see you again tomorrow, or let's meet again next year. Now let's look at this clip. It just reminds me of this. This sketch was written and performed originally by the group Beyond the Fringe, and this is it from the Secret Policeman's Ball.
How
how will it be this end of which I once heard you speak, Brother Enning? How will it be?
It'll be, as 'twere, a mighty rending in the sky. And the mountains shall sink and the valleys shall rise. And great shall be the tumult thereof, I should think.
Will the veil of the temple be rent in twain?
Well, the veil of the temple's always rather dodgy, but should be rent in twain about 2 minutes before we see the sign of the flying manifest dancing on the firmament.
And will there be a mighty wind?
Certainly there'll be a mighty wind, if the word of God is anything to go by.
These sort of predictions of the end of the world seem crazy because they are. They're madness. We should not be looking for astrological signs about the end of the world or the coming of Jesus. That's not what the Bible teaches. Now, let's look specifically at Revelation 12, verses 1 and 2, which is supposedly predicting that this sign, that these particular arrangements of the stars and the planets, is showing that the end is nigh, that this is the end of the world coming, that the rapture's on the way, and other ways of describing this. Well, in this particular passage, Revelation chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, what's being described is obviously what happened at the first Christmas. Let's compare it. Well, in Revelation 12, 1 and 2, if the woman is Israel, the child is Jesus, and the dragon is Rome, or rather Herod, the puppet king put in place by Rome, then it fits pretty accurately. Now, back in Genesis chapter 37, verse 9, we have Joseph having a dream, which he relates to his brothers, and he says, "I have a dream, behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars were bowing down to me," which makes Joseph the 12th star. You can see the same sort of imagery that is used in this passage from Revelation. And it makes, in fact, Rachel, his mother, the moon. That's Genesis 37, verse 10. So if we're talking about the birth of Jesus, and we have Mary, his mother, being the moon, and we have her in pain of childbirth, and we have, just like Esau was born with Jacob, who was renamed Israel, if we have Esau, who was born with Jacob, having red hair, and put all that knowledge, which the first readers of this would have had, into the reading of this picture, what we have is a red-haired evil or dragon waiting to devour the child when it is born. The child is being Jesus. And we have what actually happened. Jesus was born. Jesus is the great deliverer. But Herod, an Edomite, so a descendant of Esau, the red one, tries to take him out by killing all the firstborn, and Jesus is rescued to safety by travelling to Egypt. This is what's in view there. It's talking about Jesus's first coming, not his second coming. It's an interesting passage from Revelation. It's an important one, which talks about the coming of Jesus as deliverer. But remember this. It's not the end of the world.